Across the UK.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
With Stephen Nolan.
So the BBC reporting that Mourinho is in talks with Manchester United. No comment from the club yet. Let's get lots of comment from you tonight, though. 0500 909 693. Do you think Mourinho is right for Manchester United? Obviously, we'll have a look at that story later in the programme. First tonight, a man's been killed and two others have been injured in a shooting at a weigh-in for a boxing match at a hotel in Dublin. It's understood the gunmen were disguised as police officers and had assault rifles. Someone was filming the weigh-in at the WBO title fight in Dublin's Regency Hotel. The BBC Radio Foyle reporter Kevin McInnena was there. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing okay. What did you see, Kevin?
I was at the weigh-in, Stephen, and I just left because most of the main fighters that I wanted to see had already been on stage. And I left the function room that was in, and I was in the lobby about to leave. And I just noticed loads of people coming running into the lobby, and there was panic. Just appeared out of nowhere, and everyone was sprinting down. So I thought maybe a fight had broken out. I didn't know what was going on. Obviously, I now know that that's when the shooting had started, which you just played the clip of there in the room that the weigh-in was in. So everyone started running towards the lobby to go out through the front door. At that point, the two gunmen came in through the front door, who were dressed up as policemen, as Garda, in Garda uniform. They were carrying big, huge rifles. So I heard two shots outside, or a couple of shots, maybe more than two. Those gunmen came in through the front door, so that was just to my left. And I'm standing beside the reception at this point, and I would have thought they were Gardaí, you know. So they were about to go into the restaurants just in front of them. Then one of them turned. At this point, everyone had scarpered off, and one of the gunmen turned and shot this one guy who was just about trying to run across the middle of the lobby. He shot him in the leg. This was right in front of me, you know, maybe about 6 feet from me.
My goodness, that close to you?
That close, yeah. And he fell, and that guy who was shot is the guy who has now died. At this point then, I mean, I thought he just shot him so indiscriminately. I'm thinking, is it Garda? Is he going to shoot me? So I jumped over the receptionist desk at the other side, and I started screaming, don't shoot, don't shoot, and I was lying on the ground, face down, and then the next thing, the gun appeared over the top of the receptionist unit or whatever, pointing down at me, and I looked up and I could see it. I could just see the barrel of the gun. I thought he was going to shoot me, you know. I thought I was going to die at that point. And I was screaming, don't shoot, don't shoot. And he said something, but couldn't really make out what it was. And he left, and he went away again. And it was just kind of silence after that point. I stayed on the ground for about, I guess, maybe a minute. It's hard to tell. And I kind of scuttled off in the back of the receptionist. There was a little room in there. I closed the door, went in there, and the receptionist was hiding down there. And me and him, he was a Lithuanian man. We hid down there for 50 minutes, actually. Just checked on my phone whenever I rang the Gardaí and asked them, was it safe to come up? I mean, we were lying down there. We didn't know what was going on. We kind of realised, I was thinking that maybe can't be the Gardaí because they just shot so indiscriminately. But I thought, that seems really outlandish that people, gunmen dressed up as the police, would run in and start shooting. So we were very confused, and the receptionist was on with me. He said, this is just like Paris all over again. We didn't know these guys were terrorists. We were scared in case we heard footsteps. Were they going to come in and shoot us when we were down there? We just really didn't know. It was just complete confusion and panic, and yeah, really, really scary.
And obviously that moment, Kevin, where the gun pointed at you, and the gunman made a decision whether to kill you or not.
Yeah. He clearly decided that I wasn't worth killing or that I was nothing to do with it. It looked to me like he shot the first guy indiscriminately, but I've heard since, just on your reports there, that all three people who were shot were known to police. It was always a very carefully carried out attack and plans. You know, they got them in the first room, knowing that everyone would run to the exit, and then shot the people running towards the exit. So I guess they did know who they were shooting and who they were getting. And lucky, like, I just didn't get caught up in the crossfire because, I mean, that guy was shot feet from me, you know.
What did you see, Kevin, when he pointed the gun at you? What do you remember?
I just remember literally seeing the barrel of the gun. He was wearing a full uniform. It's not as if I could see his face or anything. That's basically just the gun because he was leaning over the unit, you know. And I say this happened so quick, and I mean, I was just obviously terrified, so it's hard to...
That image will stay with you, no doubt, for the rest of your life.
No, it will, yeah. It'll be hard to shake it now.
And what there was panic all around you, was there? Presumably?
Yeah. And at the start, I mean, I remember seeing people running and running, and I didn't know what was going on. And I remember looking to the receptionist to say, what is this? And I sort of thought, should I run just because everyone else is? But if I had a run, I would have run out the front door, which is where the gunmen just came in. So maybe I'm glad I didn't do that. But some people did run out the front door, and obviously, you know, they weren't injured. So, but I kind of froze, and then I heard the bangs. And I seen that guy getting shot, and that's when I jumped over the receptionist desk.
You okay?
I feel okay most of the time. It's hard. I can't get calmed down or relaxed, if you know what I mean. But I feel not too bad. But I don't know how long these things take to shake off or kick in one way or the other.
We appreciate your time tonight, Kevin.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Mel Christie, President of the Boxing Union of Ireland, was in charge of the weigh-in. Hello, Mel.
Hello, it's Crystal.
My fault, Mel.
No problem.
My fault. Sorry,
no problem.
Mel. My goodness, when we hear Kevin's account there of what happened.
Well, it's accurate. I appreciate Kevin had left before the shooting began in the weigh-in hall. Which was it was called the Regency Suite. I'd say there were about 250 to 300 people at the weigh-in, and it included children, children who were related in some way, shape, or form with some of the home fighters. The weigh-in had just concluded, so it's quite clear to me in retrospect that this was a carefully planned murder or a series of murders by the people involved.
And can you describe what happened around that weigh-in?
But as I said, the weigh-in ended. The last fighter of the 10 fights had been weighed in. He was putting on his tracksuit when a gunfire began, and the people who fired in the auditorium, right, in the weigh-in hall, they were one of them was dressed as a woman with a crazy wig, a long haired wig on him, and he had an accomplice. Both of them had small firearms. And they ran past me to make their escape through the rear of the hotel. And then, of course, Kevin mentioned the crowd swarming out of the back into the reception area and out through the front entrance, where two people who were dressed as members of An Garda Síochána came in and obviously targeted the deceased.
Mel, thank you for your time tonight. At a news conference in the last hour, Chief Superintendent Barry O'Brien has confirmed one of the gunmen may have been disguised as a woman.
Investigations at this stage suggest that upwards of four individuals were involved in this. Two of the individuals were wearing what was described as police-type uniforms. Now, in that regard, it was described as a SWAT uniform with metal helmets, similar to what you would see on crime dramas. From witness accounts, we believe that automatic weapons were used in this incident.
Well, John Mooney, the crime correspondent with the Sunday Times Irish edition, is with us tonight as well. Good evening to you, John.
Good evening, Stephen.
Good evening. What more do we know at this stage?
Well, the guards believe this is part of, I suppose, an ongoing feud between members of...